Good morning and welcome to today's walk with God. Please, let us give thanks to the Almighty God. Tell God, say, Lord my God, I thank you for letting me know your will and for giving me the grace to do your will. I'm sincerely grateful to you, O Lord my God, for the knowledge of your will which I have, and for the grace to do your will which you have given to me. In Jesus Christ's name we give thanks. Amen. Let us pray to God. Tell God, say, my Heavenly Father, please show me mercy and let your mercy clear away every mess in my life. In the name of Jesus Christ. O Lord, my God, my Heavenly Father, please show me mercy and let your mercy clear away every mess in my life. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Matthew chapter 12, verses 34 to 36. Matthew chapter 12, verses 34 to 36. I'll read from Holman's Christian Standard Bible, HCSB. I read now. Brood of vipers, how can you speak good things when you are evil? For the mouth speaks from the overflow of the heart. A good man produces good things from his storeroom of good, and an evil man produces evil things from his storeroom of evil. I tell you that on the day of judgment, people will have to account for every careless word they speak. Full stop. Praise God. Yes, every living person has his or her inner life. And that inner life is the real life, the real person. We call it the mind or the heart or the bowels. The unseen inside, that is, the bowels of a person, can be good or bad. That is why we are spending days to meditate on what we title the believer's bowels. Inside a bad person, what is there is either a dirty pit or a filthy gutter. A good person's bowels is either a well of fresh water or a fountain of living water. A true believer, a follower of Jesus Christ, I mean, a truly reborn child of God, should by choice have a well or a fountain in himself or herself. Therefore, the utterances of that believer must be an outflow of the well or fountain inside of him or her. The believer must always be different. The believer must always be different. As believers in Christ, our utterances must come from the overflows of the wells and the fountains in us. Because God will judge our utterances. If we have wells in us, it will be well with us throughout eternity. Those who have pits in them will have a pitiful eternity under divine condemnation. May that not be you, may that not be me. In Jesus' name. Pretending churchgoers are many. Genuine converts are very few. But this is the time for everyone to critically, honestly appraise himself or herself. Let's be honest with ourselves. What do I have inside me? How do I talk? What is the overflow that comes out of me? How do I speak? Am I always a tempestuous person, speaking turbulently, shaking everywhere? We need to really know this, look at ourselves in the mirror of the Word of God, so that we can really bring genuine repentance to God and change and be converted. God is not looking for churchgoers, he's looking for converts, genuine converts. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for reminding us that a day is coming when you will judge the utterances of men and women. Lord, right from inside, we open up to you because no one can lie to you. Please, by your Spirit, the Spirit of grace, work in us until we are totally transformed to who you want us to be. Thank you, gracious God. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.